From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal and state antitrust officials are suing to block American and U.S. Airways from merging into what stands to be the world's largest airline by passenger miles. Attorney General Eric Holder argues that if the $11 billion deal goes through, air travelers would pay the price in, quote, higher fares, higher fees, and fewer choices. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
The Justice Department's top antitrust official, Bill Baer, said in a conference call, American and U.S. Airways are viable and healthy. He says they basically want to fly where they fly without competition. And he added that, in his words, consumers would get the shaft. The two airlines say they will vigorously defend their position in court, including their claim that the merger would enhance competition. But a study by the General Accountability Office has found that the merger would reduce competition not only on 7 of the 12 nonstop routes where American and U.S. Airways currently compete, but also on more than 1,600 other domestic routes. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Israel is releasing more than 24 Palestinian prisoners in a goodwill gesture on the eve of revived Middle East peace talks. But Israel's decision to expand Jewish settlements is drawing protests from the Palestinian authorities, while in some calls for a boycott. The North Carolina Conference of the NAACP and other groups are challenging the state's new voter ID law in court. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the lawsuits say the measure signed by the governor yesterday or Monday places undue burdens on voters and discriminates against African Americans.
Reverend William Barber with the North Carolina NAACP says the law violates the Voting Rights Act and intentionally suppresses the African American vote.
Our complaint will show how this voter suppression bill, in its many eerie elements, revisit the tactics of Jim Crow in the 21st century.
The law requires a government-issued photo ID to vote. It reduces early voting and ends same-day registration. The ACLU and other groups have also filed legal challenges, calling the law a disaster. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The Republican governor of North Carolina is staunchly defending his decision to sign that new voter ID measure into law. Governor Pat McCrory told WBUR's Here and Now the state has one goal, to eliminate the possibility of voter fraud.
Having a photo ID is a good idea, and it's a good idea for voting. And it's a good idea that 34 states require some form of ID to vote. North Carolina had no identification required for voting, and we are actually in the minority with regards to what other states are doing.
McCrory says he takes exception to allegations that the measure is a thinly veiled attempt at curbing polling access to minorities, the elderly, and young voters who might lean Democratic. Before the closing bell, Dow is up 31 at 15,451. This is NPR News. New Jersey voters are choosing candidates who will run for the seat of the late U.S. Senator Frank Lautenberg. The winners of today's primary will face off in a special election this fall. NPR's Joel Rose has an update.
A rainy morning in New Jersey did nothing to dispel expectations of low voter turnout for the unusual August primary. And to be fair, there is little suspense on either side of the ticket. Newark Mayor Cory Booker is the only Democrat who's well-known across the state. His three opponents, Congressman Frank Pallone and Rush Holt, and New Jersey Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver, have struggled to connect with voters outside the districts they represent. On the Republican side, businessman Steve Lonegan is expected to cruise to an easy victory. But no Republican has won a Senate seat in New Jersey in 40 years. Whoever wins the special election in October will serve out the remaining 15 months of Lautenberg's term. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Six people affected by Superstorm Sandy, as well as the daughter of a legislator who wrote the law creating the New Jersey Lottery, are among 16 county garage workers who are now multimillionaires. The group, dubbed Ocean 16, claimed a third of the recent $448 million Powerball jackpot, among them Joseph Eduardo, who talked about almost missing out.
Just a miracle and shocking. And after 34 years and almost retiring last year, this happens. And you just don't have another choice.
A Minneapolis man claimed the Powerball prize. The holder of the third winning ticket, also New Jersey, has not been announced. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.